CliffCentral.com. Let's turn our attention to George Meany. He's here to tell us what's going on in the world of cars, motoring, and the lifestyle of transport and sexy cars. And the way to spend December is with one of those convertibles.
I'd love to spend time driving around with a convertible. How's it, Gareth? How's it,
George, Ben? I had lunch yesterday with a friend of mine who has a Ferrari.
Wow.
Oh, nice Ferrari, too. You know, because you get some that are better than others.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yo.
You do. I don't know if a topless car in Cape Town is a good thing or a bad thing, because the traffic's so bad. Isn't a motorbike or a scooter better?
I don't know, George. I think some people live to just drive around, you know, Beach Road or Victoria Road or whatever it is with their
top down,
and, you know, coke and bitches.
See, whoa. I could see his attention there.
Strippers and blow.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right. You can never find parking for a car either.
No.
The best thing that ever happened to Cape Town is Uber, and vice versa.
Well, talking about Uber, you know Lyft, competitor to Uber.
Yes.
So they...
A friend of mine has such a bad Uber rating, she's had to use Lyft.
Oh, wow.
But she's the consumer.
Yes,
she's
you get rated too.
You get... Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The driver rates you.
Give me your Uber, I'll tell you what your rating is.
What's your rating, Dan?
It's out of 5. So the best rating you can get is 5. Very few people I know have got a 5.
So the lower you go from 5,
the worse, the less likely they'll drive right past you.
If you have a very low rating.
See, I get the impression that since tipping came in, all our ratings have gone down. So if you don't tip, they're going to go, "Oh, I hate you."
What could Leanne, I have done wrong?
Leanne is a 4.74. That's pretty good.
I'm 4.36.
Oh, Jesus. George is very teetering close to the brink. George, did you throw up in the back of an Uber?
No.
I'm a 4.61.
Wow.
Oh, no, guys, I might be the lowest.
You're killing me.
Oh, jeez.
What are you, Gareth?
Not surprised.
I'm a 4.67.
Oh, I am.
I'm the highest.
I am the lowest. I'm 4.28.
Because you must be such a shit passenger to get that.
Ask for all kinds of things.
You know that if you drop below 4, they're not like
that. Maybe I might have to download Lyft now.
I literally am there before he arrives. I'm always cheerful.
Yes. You don't say to me, "Hey, plug my phone and I want to listen to my music."
No, I say to him, "You can play, or her, you play whatever music you like."
Right.
I think so the only reason...
Like, let me sing for you.
The only reason I got 4.36 is because I get into the car, I don't really want to talk to anyone, and I ask him to turn the music down because I want to make phone calls.
Do you fart in his back seat?
No.
That's it. That's George's superpower.
Do you sneeze on him?
No, not that I can remember.
Do you slam his car door when you get out?
Do you hoot for him when you're
in traffic? That depends, because one of the Uber drivers in Cape Town almost killed me.
Well,
for slamming the door?
No. In the car.
That's why you got a shit rating, because you weren't grateful that he tried to kill you.
But that he almost saved my life.
Yeah. Given him a 5-star rating and a tip. What's
you were
wrong
looking sad that day. You thought he was helping out.
So Sia has the lowest rating of all of us. That should tell you something about what it's like to be in confined spaces with Sia.
No, I'm reading their criteria.
He probably sings his song.
It really does not apply to me at all.
No, Sia does. Just
go on. Give us some tips about how you can get your rating up, Sia.
Short wait times. I never make my drivers wait. Courtesy. Have you ever known me to be rude? And then safety. Lol, it's my life, not yours. I will buckle up. But evidently, they just aren't grateful for a little song or two.
Maybe you should when I'm drunk. Maybe you should stop carrying when you catch Ubers.
I should stop.
Leave your gun at home. Makes them nervous, Sia.
I think my standard procedure is get into the car, you greet the driver, you ask for the aux or to connect to their Bluetooth,
no, you
play
don't.
Music and you sing.
You don't. You sit.
Ah, now we know why you got 4.2.
Don't mess with their radio. No.
I get into the car. If they're listening to Umhlobo Wenen, I let them listen to Umhlobo Wenen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh. It's their place of work. Imagine going for a meeting and saying, "Oi, turn that off. I want to hear this."
Well, I think "oi" is the first mistake.
What's yours, Ben?
4.61.
Hmm. Oh, you're also quite shit.
So I'm at the bottom, then George, then you.
Ben.
Then me, then Gareth.
Leanne is our star pupil, as usual.
Yay. Always
she's
based.
Such a class nerd. All right. Anyway.
So what happened with Lyft?
Yeah, what happened with Lyft?
What's happening with Lyft?
Sia's backup plan.
Yeah, this is a backup plan, Sia, and it'll suit you. So Lyft is launching in New York City pink-wheeled, shareable bikes, electric bikes. This is apparently a big thing. They bought into a company and raised $600 million, and they plan on getting scooters to deliver 15% of transport within the next year. So,
well, but where are they housed? Where do they stop?
Okay, so in New York, you have these various places on the street where you can just
park,
get a bike.
Yeah,
and if you've got the app.
Yeah.
Then you unlock the bike with the app, and you just you ride it anywhere. A friend of mine, we had a coffee, and then he got on his bike and he went uptown, and he left the bike there and caught the subway back. So they're like Boris's bikes in London.
The nice thing about this particular initiative is that it's not a locked up bike, so you can just leave it there. You don't have to put it in any, like, there's no parked spot.
Well, that's why I asked, because if everyone's just leaving things around, that's a lot of litter, essentially. Because now all of a sudden your sidewalks or your junctions,
people are just going to
littered with these things.
Yeah, they'll dump them outside the subway station. That's going to be dangerous.
I'm pretty sure that they're going to get a bad rating. We won't be able to rent a bike again.
Then they'll have to go to Uber.
We'll come to see it to find out how to increase
that. I want to find out who's got the lowest Uber here, or even in the country.
I wonder.
I'd love to know if you've got an Uber rating below 4. That would be quite something. You'd have to be such a terrible person. I mean, you're actually a bad person.
You have to be a bad person.
Yeah. Your Uber rating. You remember that Black Mirror episode, Ben?
Yeah.
Where the girl can't order food because her rating starts to slip too low.
Exactly.
Other people rate you the whole time.
Oh, wow.
And if your rating slips below a certain number, you don't get food, you don't get transport.
Mm.
No, it's actually happening in China already. They have a social rating system, and some people are dropping below the threshold.
Is this like the transport homeless?
Yeah, they can't get anything they need. It's very, very dangerous.
And you can't live in certain places.
Yeah.
You got to, yeah.
Be nice or get a low rating.
Yeah.
See, I'm that person. If I order a pizza and it comes to me completely wrong, I just shut up and eat it. I don't make anyone angry.
Your rating will always be sky high, ass. Don't you worry. All right. What else? Right.
Well, the South African National Automobile Association has announced that there is now a master plan initiative to double the number of units produced in South Africa by 2035, which takes total production of content from 39% to 60%. And units from 600,000 to 1.4 million units per year of new cars.
Great.
This means that if we get this right as a country, we go from 0.6% of global production to 1% of global production, which is a big deal. Because to put this in context, without the automotive industry in South Africa, we as a country are buggered. Because it makes up for 7% of our GDP. And
that's phenomenal.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And accounts for 30% of all manufacturing in South Africa. Automotive manufacturing accounts for 30% of all manufacturing.
Wow.
And 14% of total exports, and employs 110,000 people, making 8.2 billion rand in revenues. And that's just the core manufacturing of motor vehicles. Never mind all the ancillary revenues and jobs and products that could produce, like Auto Trader's revenues aren't in there. And
Of course.
Tire companies' revenues aren't in there. So this automotive industry is backbone of this country.
If we lost our automotive industry, or if it coughed and it got a cold, we would all feel it.
Exactly.
In a very big, very bad way.
I was looking at the trend of vehicle sales the other day, new and used, for the last 12 years. Because I wanted to see what happened during the recession of 2008-2009. So what happened when GDP went below zero in 2008 and
9? Right.
To vehicle sales.
Yeah.
And what happened to vehicle sales when interest rates shot up? Did the automotive industry, did people not buy cars? Yeah. And people continued to buy cars. Hmm. The vehicle sales and manufacturing has never fallen off a cliff in this country. Well, that's not amazing. In the last 12 years anyway. So we can't lose our manufacturing. It would be a disaster, I think.
I'm just looking at what the cheapest car is I can get on Auto Trader. Like, it's always nice. I love doing that. You go on and you see what the most expensive car is on there, because you can arrange it by price. And you look at what the cheapest car is.
I was on the yesterday. I saw a Ferrari for 12 point something million.
Yeah, here it is. The very car that you just spoke about, Ben. Good heavens. That is something else.
Good heavens indeed.
Beautiful. Oh, look there. The CS car. I didn't know you were selling it.
Oh, yeah. For, you know, I'm just still trying to crack a nod for that expensive dinner, so...
Ah, right. Okay. Yes. So it's tough times in the Sanguini household.
21,000 rand dinner.
Well, at least you went to Auto Trader. That's a good move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good move.
What else, George?
Then, following on from Lyft's electric bike story, the world's first fully 3D printed motorcycle.
I don't know if I want to go around. I've seen these 3D printers. First of all, they take forever.
They do.
They take so long. They make a little model.
But it has to get better, right?
Yeah, of course. But you make a little model of the Eiffel Tower. First of all, you need like 3 tons of plastic. And second of all, it takes 8 years to make. You might as well make the actual Eiffel Tower.
How long did the Eiffel Tower take to build?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Probably about 10 years.
Yeah. But this bike's made out of 15 parts and is electric motorcycle and probably the way of the future.
That's very few parts compared to an actual motorbike.
And that's the thing about electric cars as well. Electric cars have potentially, a handful, between 100 and 200 moving parts.
Wow.
Whereas an internal combustion engine car has over 2,000 to 2,500 moving parts.
Mm.
So you can see that these electric vehicles, when you buy one, they're going to last forever.
Yeah, I mean, less moving parts means durability, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So I think this is the future.
When are you getting an electric car?
When Tesla comes to South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my favorite one.
No sooner, Gareth.
Right. George is like he's our resident expert, so we need to ask him these things.
Well, Tesla's probably the only one that I would go for, to be entirely honest.
Okay.
So there's a revolutionary tow bar that you'll be able to connect from the comfort of your car's driver's seat. And with this, giant stride, the tow bar has curiously been left out of the equation in today's world of technology. Because, I mean, how do you connect it? Everybody's going on holiday.
First of all these people who have to tow 10,000 things on holiday must get off the road.
Sure. And not try to overtake us.
I'm sick of these tow bar people. Yeah, I saw one dude once going down to KZN. He had a car, a caravan, then a trailer with a jet ski on it, then something else at the back of that. And I thought, you know what? Hire a truck, you asshole.
Hire a truck. Well, I've seen some interesting towing situations around a mountain pass where a big car, towing a boat, behind that something else, and then a little trailer. Is that even legal?
I don't think so. You shouldn't be allowed to. Mm-hmm. In fact, anyone who has a caravan should be taken away from them by force.
Oh my god.
So this tow bar, you're able to connect the it's got a camera in it, and you're able to reverse into the
it's a bit like a sex machine.
It's like those sex machines that
those ones.
You reverse your car into the tow bar and it can tell you if you've got good penetration.
Mm-hmm. And you're
that
on the Cliff
took a
Central
turn
show.
I did not see happening, George Meany.
What? You come here to learn, Sia. People come here to hear the brilliant stuff that George has spent all week trying to find out for us. CliffCentral.com.